station of choice.
All right, exactly 7:29 in studio with us. We are joined by the head of communications and international affairs from NBFIRA, Mebwa Chomba. Thank you for joining us and good morning to you.
Good morning, Boto. Crazy T, Nameto, how are you this morning?
Crazy T is doing well.
Can you just tell the lady your name?
No, my name is Crazy T. It's okay.
Crazy T.
That's my new name.
She works in communications, so she understood. Well, yeah, these ones can give themselves crazy names. She was just too polite to say, Crazy T, at work.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much for coming.
Now, I want to know something. Is it NBFIRA or MBFIRA?
NBFIRA.
Thank you very much. Yeah, me and Dinamza, yes.
No, I'm telling you, what I say it wrong. I say Mbifira all the time because the tongue.
Mbifira.
But I know.
It's Setswana, Mbifira.
It's Mbifira.
It's only in recent times it was called that when it started in Elimbifira. 10 years ago. So the posh girls came up, they came along and changed it. But thank you for joining us, though.
Yeah.
Mbifira, let's talk a little bit about you so that our listeners would be in a better position, of course, to understand what exactly you do and who you help and what the sort of services that you provide are as well. Let's talk about NBFIRA. Who are we?
Yes. Thank you very much. NBFIRA is a regulator for the non-bank financial institution sector. Rather long name.
Yeah.
But the authority was set up by an act of parliament in 2006, but we started our operations in 2008.
Right.
So we've been operating for about 10 years now. In essence, we are mandated to effectively and efficiently supervise and regulate the sector.
Right.
In line with international...
The non-banking sector. Right.
In line with international best practice. And all of this is done with the aim of contributing toward Botswana's financial stability.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you a little bit more perspective about the magnitude of the sector and the importance of its impact on our financial system. In 2017... the sector's total assets were 123 billion.
So you also manage the financial side of the non-sector, the non-financial sector?
Yes, so we regulate it. So all those entities, insurance companies, I'll come to the industry that we regulate, but the whole sector holistically, in 2017, their total assets were 123 billion.
Right.
So that accounted for 57% of all the assets in our local financial system.
Oh, right.
All right. And then that same year, the sector's income collectively was about 16.3 billion. And this contributed to 9% of GDP. So that just gives you an idea of just the size and scope of the sector and its weight in terms of our financial system. That's why it's incredibly important. The work that the authority does is incredibly important in ensuring that our financial stability is sound.
Absolutely.
And, secure,
and so what sort of, I don't know whether to say industries, do you then regulate under the portfolio of MBFIRA?
Sure. According to the Act, there are 29 subsectors, so to speak, that we can regulate, but in broad general terms, for our understanding, well, there are four main industries, being the insurance industry. So we know that in our insurance industry, we have our insurance companies, we have our brokers, we have our individuals who sell insurance business. So the insurance industry is also quite significant. In 2018, we had about just over 290, almost 300 regulated entities that were in operation. And about 60 brokers. So our industry is quite significant as well. So we have the insurance industry, then we have the capital markets industry. And the capital markets, we have our stock exchange, we have a variety of players, but most of the players within that industry are asset managers and our investment advisors.
Yeah.
Okay. And after that, we have our non-bank lending industry. And this one, this is
Bomachonisa,
indeed. And we have our pawn shops and we have our finance and leasing entities. So that's our non-bank industry. And then lastly, we have our retirement funds industry, and these are our pension funds. Mm-hmm. And we know that BPOPF is our largest pension fund, and they account for approximately 60% of total membership in Botswana of retirement funds. Mm-hmm. So in broad terms, these are the four industries that we regulate. Now, across the board, across all of these industries, we also have to ensure that they are compliant with local and international anti-money laundering laws and obligations. You know, that's a very big issue now, very controversial.
It is, absolutely.
And it's affecting many countries. So we have a department, or rather a directorate at NBFIRA that we recently established that purely deals with driving the AML. And we also call it countering the combating of the financing of terrorism. Mm-hmm. So AML / countering the financing of terrorism. So they deal with all of that and ensure that the entity, the sector is well informed and that they're compliant, or at least making inroads towards being compliant.
Absolutely.
With the local.
So you're the ones that are, you know, responsible for getting us to be doing the KYCs and stuff.
Yes, now that's interesting, actually. It's a very good point that you bring up. So NBFIRA is responsible for the NBFI sector. Mm-hmm. But then in terms of Botswana as a nation, we have the FIA Financial Institutions Agency as the oversight body for ensuring that Botswana as a nation is compliant with AML laws.
Okay.
And then, of course, you have Bank of Botswana, which looks after the
banking sector.
So that's how it's kind of divided up. But we all work hand in hand, and there's a lot of collaboration that goes on, because when we talk about Botswana's financial system holistically, it's us and Bank of Botswana and, of course, FIA working in collaboration.
Absolutely.
And I know, you know, obviously that the sector that, well, the non-banking sector, as you'd imagine, would also have a lot of risk, so to speak.
Yes.
What would you say are some of the risks that are associated or that basically affect the sector?
Sure. We've already touched on money laundering.
Hmm.
So again, with that, largely is because of inadequate controls that are in place as to reasons why...
By the service providers or...?
Yes, by the regulated entities.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this could be due to several reasons. One could be budgetary constraints. You know, being compliant also has financial implications to it and so forth. And just lack of sufficient knowledge and information and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
We also have illegal operators is another issue. This is largely prevalent amongst the microlenders, where they operate illegally without a license from NBFIRA. They're supposed to be licensed by us and then comply with the appropriate legal framework that governs them. So when we find such cases, you know, like as NBFIRA, we undertake investigations. And when we find areas of non-compliance, where it's necessary, we involve the police. And as you are aware, some cases go to court and so on and so forth.
Yes, yes.
But we do our part in that. And then the last key risk that faces the sector generally is that of corporate governance, because you know, some entities don't always follow the standard governance norms that they're supposed to follow, and so forth. And you know, so there's a complaint that maybe it's too expensive, especially for the smaller entities and so forth. So those are the sort of risks that we face, that the sector faces. So we're always working with the sectors, ensuring that we assist them, ensuring that they understand the importance of compliance and so forth. Yes.
So in terms of the sector that you actually that is under you, or in essence the one that you are regulating, what happens? So if I'm an organization, say I work within the sector, the non-banking sector, what happens? Is it on a membership? Is it done on a membership basis? Or how does it work?
Yeah, no, great question. Because we're the regulator, it means that if your operations fall within our sector, you know, then you need to apply for an appropriate license to operate. So if you're like a micro lender, for example, you can't just open shop and inform NBFIRA. You actually have
and
to
then
get
say
approval,
come and
get licensed, and we have to vet you and all that kind of stuff to make sure that your operations will be sound. Because remember, we're also very keen on protecting the consumer. So that the people that come and use your services, you want to make sure that they're informed and also protected. So you have to be licensed. If you operate without a license, it's actually illegal. legal.
Right.
So these are all legal, sort of, these have legal ramifications. And then you can, NBFIRA can fine you. They can close down your the operation of your business, and you can be fined, as you've probably seen happen in the past. So it's,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's
yes.
some so key cases as well.
Yes,
and
yes.
And that we've seen NBFIRA, actually.
Yes, yes. So yeah. all of these are matters of, they all have legal ramifications.
Right. Yeah. And in terms of, you know, your membership, then how then do you ensure that, you know, they keep the compliance? I don't know how to say, how else to say it. But
sure.
I mean, I may be compliant for 1 year, but is that a yearly basis that you have a look at these entities that you supposedly manage or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. What we do is we have, within NBFIRA, we have our directorate. So we have a particular directorate or department that oversees, let's say, the insurance industry.
Right.
So they actually have industry meetings throughout the year with the insurance industry. So they're always on top of the issues that are sort of burning issues within that industry. They engage the industry to talk about maybe new regulations, issues that they're facing, issues of compliance. So it's also a feedback mechanism for them to hear what the industry is facing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that ongoing interaction. We do on-site inspections where we go to certain entities and inspect how they do what they do and so forth. So that is our daily business. So that's why we're always on top of sort of the dynamics that the industry is facing. So that cuts across all these four industries I mentioned.
Right.
Yes.
And I have noticed actually that over the years there are some industries, of course, within your sector basically, that you've set aside for Botswana, for citizens. I don't know whether that is you or where does that come from. Is it from you or is it the government that decides? Because I do know that, yeah, just for as a typical example, last year they did say, brokers will now be just citizens, or they said, Boma Chuniso will now be an industry that's just reserved for citizens. Is it that something that you do, or is it done elsewhere?
Okay, I think honestly, I'll have to get a bit more clarity for you on that one. I know that government at the higher level has a citizen empowerment drive, but as for our particular sector, right now I'm not entirely certain that we have that particular reservation for citizens only.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know is that we have to definitely be licensed to operate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
So I can get back to you now.
No, that's absolutely fine. Thank you very much. And is there something that you would want somebody that's at home to take away from this conversation as well in terms of your portfolio as NBFIRA and that which you specifically do?
Yeah. Just to encourage our listeners at home to please make sure that you make informed decisions when accessing services from our sector. We work hard to ensure that the sector is compliant, but we also work hard to ensure that our consumers are well informed. So when you go to access services, make sure that they are registered with NBFIRA.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you are aware of your rights as a consumer. You know, for example, we used to have situations where microlenders were known to ask people for their ID cards,
bank cards.
Yes, and that is entirely illegal as we speak. So whenever you are uncertain, ensure that you contact NBFIRA to clarify that, you know, I'm in this situation, they're asking for this.
Mm.
Is this permissible?
Right.
In order to protect yourself, you know, it's your hard-earned money that you're using. And of course, I'd like the public to also have confidence that we're working with the industry, the sector, and the sector has been growing over the last 10 years we've been in operation. They've become more dynamic. The business offerings have become broader. So we are happy with the growth of the sector, and everything is a work in progress.
Right.
Yeah.
And if we find ourselves in instances where maybe there are a few questions, who should we call? Sorry, what's the number
to
call?
Absolutely. Yeah. Our number is 368-6100. You can also contact us through Facebook. We've got a Facebook page, and we've also got a website.
Right.
Where you have issues with, let's say, whoever provided you the service or the product,
mm-hmm.
you've tried to resolve it and you cannot reach an amicable conclusion, you can write to NBFIRA. You write to us and provide documentation as evidence of your situation.
All right.
And NBFIRA intervenes to try and bring closure to the matter.
So you do deal directly with the public as well?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Where they are failing to reach a middle ground or solution
mm-hmm.
With the person that provided the services, they write to us, provide the documentation, and then we will take it up and investigate and see how we can help resolve the matter.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it's good to know that, you know, there is a protector for us, the consumer, out there as well. So thank you for that. Thank you very much for your time, Mebua Chomba. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you. All right. There you go. That's Head of Communications and International Affairs, of course, from Mbefira, Mebua Chomba. Yeah, talking about Mbefira and the regulator, what they do, who they regulate, and how they go about it.